1, 2, 3, 4.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
We took a giant leap into the future in 1971.
You're looking at something so astonishing, it almost contradicts everyday conceptions of reality. It does the work of a room full of electrical circuits, yet it uses almost no energy. Its predecessor cost over...
The Intel 4004, the world's first microprocessor chip, a big step towards a digital life. Other big steps, Apollo 14 and Salyut 1, the first Soviet space station. In Australia, a new Prime Minister.
I don't feel the slightest bit excited or emotional. I've taken it in a composed way because I've been here for a long time. I've seen Prime Ministers come and go. I've seen ministries change.
William McMahon would last a hectic year. In Britain, the government cut funding for school meals and milk.
After next summer, there'll be no more free milk for the over sevens either. It looks like the end of a chapter of social welfare history.
And thus, a certain education minister got dubbed Thatcher the Milk Snatcher. And there was another UK government policy causing disquiet in certain quarters.
American Top 40.
The second biggest foreign act ever to hit the American charts has had 5 number one singles and 10 consecutive gold LPs. The Rolling Stones.
We didn't have any money. When I say no money, I mean no money, nothing. We had to get out of the country to pay the tax incurred for me. That's why I had to leave. Simple.
Let that be a warning to you.
I think that the Stones really felt like exiles.
Particularly me, I couldn't speak French or anything.
It's us against the world now.
The Rolling Stones set out to tour Britain in 1971, saying it would be their last time before going to live in France. They, like other rock stars, paid a punitive tax rate of between 75 and 98% of their income. They had no money to show for all their hard work. "Bugger this, we're off," said Mick and the Stones. But before they went, a new album. Sticky Fingers, their first release on their own record label. A back-to-basics, hard-rocking album released late April, 50 years ago. Big hit from the album about one or two, maybe, of Mick's girlfriends. Jagger wrote it in Australia while filming Ned Kelly.
"I'm not Ned Kelly, sir."
"But I am.
Anybody steals a horse, blame it on the Kellys. Anybody breaks the law, blame it on the Kellys. Anyone does something new or does what you would like to do, and if the troopers don't know who, they blame it on the Kellys.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
Sticky Fingers was the Stones' ninth album, one of their best, and a high point on their golden run of records late 60s, early 70s. As with many Stones albums, this one feels like the places it was recorded, Jagger's home in Hampshire, and the swampy ambience of Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
El gato more, el gato more, el gato mucha, el gato more. Oh, when the Lord get ready, el gato more.
Rolling Stones were at their peak, and yet they were going into exile. Their next album told that story, a debauched rocking celebration called Exile on Main Street. But before that, Sticky Fingers is a sort of farewell to their first decade at the top, even if they weren't really sure they wanted to go.
Why won't you?
you decided to show me the same.